Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
With the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's half staff, not half mast. Half mast has to do with boats, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, no,
that misspoke.
Really, you want to die on that hill?
No.
Really?
No.
Really, nitpicker? Yeah. Whoever sent that in?
Yeah, we have a ton of nitpickers listening to the program, you know.
True. You knew what we meant.
Yes. Now, a wiener's half staff, not half. No, it's half mast,
no,
too.
Half mast. That'd
be half mast, too, yeah. Yeah.
The flag was at semi-boner today.
By the way, you're right. The escorts, her Deadpool name's Fifi Portland, my porn name. So I love her. So thank you for checking in. Give us all the information. All right. She's a sex worker.
And very candid. Right. She's answered all of our questions.
She did, yeah. And Matthew sends why they call them hookers out there. I haven't got a chance to read that yet. But our doctor sent us some stuff about what? Oh, the sepsis and ingrown hairs in your nuts.
Oh, the ingrown
stuff.
Hair. All the, yeah.
You know, how that can kill.
Giant open seeping holes in your taint.
Right.
I had to write on this topic. Sorry, Nick.
Sepsis. Bad advertisement for a hooker, right. By the way. Giant open seeping holes.
Yes.
Is a very common cause of hospital death. And as Bush mentioned, the silent
sepsis
killer.
Sepsis is dangerous, right?
Yeah. Anything that breaks the skin barrier can be a gateway for bacteria to cause a local infection of the skin, hair follicles, nearby soft tissue. This includes ingrown hairs, acne, boils, cysts.
In the morning.
Furuncles? Carbuncles? I don't know what those are.
Oh, those things that attach to your skin. There's a real video people scraping them off their feet.
Skin tags?
I don't know what it
or
is.
A more extreme version.
It's supposed to be soothing to look at, but it's also, no, it's gross.
This says
man.
Furuncle is just another word for boil.
Got it. No, I'm thinking of something else.
Drunk uncle.
And a carbuncle is a severe abscess or multiple boils in the skin. Typically infected with Staphylococcus bacteria.
In the right setting, that local infection can worsen, including localized redness, pain, fever, red streaks, inflamed, painful lymph nodes, feeling sick. All signs something is wrong and might need attention. Please come see us. While it's rare for these kinds of skin infections to progress, they are very common, and we do see severe cases pretty regularly. Sepsis is mostly the result of our body and immune system triggering an extreme response in the presence of infection, regardless of source, skin, pneumonia, urine, whatever. There's a cascade of chemicals released designed to fight infection that can lower blood pressure, significantly increase inflammation and damage tissues and organs. It's a life-threatening medical emergency. Early diagnosis and treatment are critical, and every hour without treatment increases the mortality risk significantly. Necrotizing fasciitis or flesh-eating bacteria is an awful skin and soft tissue infection that rapidly destroys underlying tissue, You ready, Nick?
I don't know.
Treatment for this includes emergency surgery to cut out the dead dying tissue. Fournier's gangrene, do not Google, is what the emailer who had the skin around his taint scooped out like ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that part.
That's gross.
I would never Google that.
This is a specific kind of necrotizing fasciitis around the genitals and perineum, a.k.a. taint.
I'm never going to look at the ice cream scoop in the drawer the same way.
A fistula is a connection or passageway between two body parts that should not be connected. For example, colon, bladder, or bladder and uterus. Sometimes arteries and veins are involved. These are not fun. Honestly, some of the infection risk is chance. A perfectly healthy person might scrape their arm or leg on something and get super sick. You've covered those stories, but common risk factors include diabetes, obesity, compromised immune system, frailty, advanced age, alcoholism, use of IV, or subcutaneous drugs. He also mentioned, man, I can't pronounce this one, Hydranetis suprativa.
Just throw the word necro in there.
Right. Chronic, recurrent, relatively rare, and poorly understood formation of painful lumps under the skin, usually around places of friction that can drain incredible amounts of fluid. As the listener described, when they rupture, they can also get infected. Difficult to heal. Very challenging illness. Frustrating for both patients and clinicians. Truly Hall of Fame medical radio lately. Oh, and then he breaks down the cc's. CC is also a milliliter, so a gallon is 3.8 liters. Yeah, 2,300 cc's, 2.3 liters. And for reference,
yeah, we had a guy check in and said he had basically a handle of Tito's come out as pus or something.
The handle is only 1,750 cc's. A 12-ounce can of soda, 350 cc's.
Yeah, so that's like a handle and a third?
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely not going to read the story about the guy cleaning out turds of the urinal at the CHI center. You know, that might put Nick over the edge. I read it. It's written really clever. That's why I kind of like it, you know. But
I must have skipped over that one.
There were not one deuce dropped in a urinal, but two. Somebody filled up two urinals.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Well, here it is. I'll read the story down since you want to hear it. Okay.
Man.
You guys are talking about using the public hoppers. Well, I used to help run the cleaning crew during the events at the house that Todd and Tyler built. That's the CHI.
Now the CHI Center.
And when they extended the upper deck to connect both sides and added a small set of restrooms. By the way, I've never been in the upper deck.
Yeah. Oh, I've been up there.
I've never been up there. That's right. You sat there.
I've been up there quite a few times.
Years ago, right? I've never been up there.
That's where we sat to see Dave Chappelle just a few months ago.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Never been up there.
You should go up there and meet the normal people.
Both sides of a small set of restrooms. First time they opened it during a Creighton game, I was running through, checking them, and someone had taken a deuce in not one but both urinals. Come on, Creighton fans. Oh. Thought you were classier than that. That's Husker fan. Not Creighton fan.
You're better than that.
Well, it is upper deck Creighton fans. Less money up there.
Oh, no, that's a guy who loves Husker football and Creighton basketball.
Yeah. 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 He's a Jasker. Jasker. In the urinals up there. I like this guy. I was not cruel enough to task one of the temp workers to clean it. Good for him, because he's a full-time guy there. So I demand him do it myself. He goes, I hope there's a... What's it say here? I hope there's... Oh, I got it right here. Hang on. I hope there's... Oh, yeah. I hope there's a special place dealt for that dude. Love you guys. Thank you. Love the show. Harvey. Well, I didn't say... Don't say my name, did it? Okay.
No.
Yeah, hopefully not.
He said he used to run that. He doesn't work there anymore, I'm sure. You know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, a turd in the urinal. Yeah.
Don't come do on, that. People. That's a. I mean, somebody has to take care of that.
That's pretty ballsy too, because you can. What if somebody just walks in and you're doing that? There's a bunch of urinals
right
there.
They're gonna see it, right?
That's disgusting.
And it's got to be a low urinal, or your butt's gonna get wet touching the urinal. Ugh.
You're an ass if you do. If you put anything in a urinal other than urine, you suck.
Yeah.
Anybody that puts gum in there, well,
remember the old cigarette butt days? Cigarette butt days, man. Yeah.
Somebody has to clean that out.
Yep. Oh, there's gum in there a lot.
You ever been to the bars where they throw ice in the bottom of them?
Yes. It works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works. Well, I've been in fancier kind of clubs that do that. I think I was in Vegas, and it was a really nice bathroom, and it was just fresh ice every couple hours in there, man. Yeah.
Does it make a difference? Because the ones I see that are usually full of ice are the ones that go all the way down to the floor.
That's the one I see, too,
They're
Todd,
not mounted
right
on the wall.
No, I've seen the wall-mounted ones with ice in them.
I don't know.
I think it keeps everything. I think it dilutes it, probably makes you smell everything just a little better.
Does it make it splash around less or more?
I would think it would splash back at you less because it would be diffused, you know, the...
Yeah, it's those little cube ones, too, that they probably...
I guess the main thing is it helps eliminate the odors.
I think that helps with aim, too. Some things say the bathroom stay cleaner if they put, like, a bullseye or whatever in the urinal because guys are just...
I don't see many of those anymore. They used to make, like, the urinal screens with the little propellers on them, and it would be a game to get the propeller moving. But I haven't seen any of those lately.
If you have an old Todd and Tyler urinal screen, they're out there.
Yeah.
And they made
I got to say, the ones we have in the bathroom here...
You used to piss on us all the time, man.
The ones that stick up on the back of the urinal
They go high up the urinal.
It's to minimize splashback.
Splashback.
Because
you pee high.
Yeah, because
right,
if
we'll
you look beneath
we'll see you
the urinal in public places, you don't want to go to the urinal barefoot.
Well, you also don't want to. There's a lot of people in this building that do like normal business, you know, wearing their khakis to work, and they don't want to walk away from the urinal with
we got sweats on
with splashback dribbles all over them. Right, yeah. And so the vertical urinal screen helps to, you know, diffuse the stream and not splash back at you.
Don't drink it. There's no. I'm never wearing khakis anywhere ever again.
Yeah,
I'm out. There's the most confident guys in the world.
How do you feel about fleece vests? I see a lot of those in the hallway too.
Well, that I'm not going to piss all over that.
That. How about bringing?
You won't see me in either one of those outfits ever in my life. By the way,
another thing I see is people.
Khakis aren't bad, but I think I have one pair.
They're bringing like multiple backpacks to work.
Backpack.
I saw that.
I take less stuff into a backcountry trip than some of the stuff I see people hauling in on a daily basis.
Got to be an IT
guy with the backpack on one on each shoulder.
Yeah, and probably a big. There's probably lunch there somewhere too. Yeah.
Well, you got to understand, Todd. In the days now of work from home, you got to carry more crap around.
I suppose.
You know, you got your laptop and you got everything else that you might need if you're going to work from home tomorrow. And then you're going to bring it all back on the day when you work in the office. So I think you end up traveling back and forth with more crap.
Two backpacks seems excessive.
Backpacks.
Backpack. Puss is probably right. They got to bring their work at home stuff, you know, to the office a couple days a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? There also could be something in there, somebody going out to work out at halftime.
That,
you know,
too?
At lunch,
yeah.
I should say. Halftime. Whatever.
Halftime?
I don't know. Halftime. We're almost at halftime on this show, by the way.
I mean, it is kind of
halftime, right?
It is kind of halftime of the work day, but most people just call it lunch.
Well,
our buddy Fabricio.
Yeah, what do you
want
to do for a halftime?
Yeah. Did you check out Fabricio's urinal picture?
No, let me see.
This is a Mexican urinal picture, and it's got the screen on the bottom, and then it's got a goal and a little soccer ball.
Oh, that's cool.
You're trying to piss the soccer ball into the goal.
Man, that could be done here.
Sure.
That's how I like to play soccer, pissing on it. That's pretty cool, Fabricio. I like that. Share that, push. You get a chance, man. Yeah. So ball just stays down there and rolls around. You just keep peeing, trying to pee back through the goal.
Yeah. Looks like it.
Probably bounces back out while you're still going. And you,
Fabricio, I know you're listening live. You can listen anywhere in the world, by the way. Fabricio's in Cancun, Mexico. Fabricio, do you yell go every time at the urinal when you do that?
Just lines of dudes just randomly yelling goal.
And the long version they have when they broadcast. Yeah. Go!
Who is that guy?
Oh, urinal. But he ain't the only one, Todd. He's the most famous one, but there's guys that yell goal like
there
that.
There was the guy who started it all.
And he went forever when he said that. He was Hispanic. That was a Mexican guy. Yeah. Goal! Oh, somebody, he just peed a goal in there. All right.
Andres Cantor, I think, is the guy.
Yeah, I'll defer to Fabricio on that one.
Why don't you get a pissing sound effect and then have him yell goal? Work on that for tomorrow. That'd be a great bit.
I'm just gonna get the voice recorder on my phone and go run to the bathroom and
yep.
Record that one live.
That's the kind of production value this show has. Can you get the sound of a guy going goal after some pissing?
We'll use that guy's clip and then we'll just use a pissing sound effect. We got those laying around. All right. You can probably buy that online, I'm guessing, that goal. Yeah. Just shove it in the bathroom at the station here. That'd be kind of cool.
Has it been every dude's dream to, like, you know, when you think about, you know, like finishing the basement, making the man cave.
A urinal, right.
Putting the urinal in the
bathroom.
The
problem with urinals, even in a man cave, is they got to be cleaned. And, you know, they're nasty. There's pubes on there and, you know.
And you got guys dumping in it.
Well, right. Not out of your house, hopefully.
Then it's you.
You have a big party with a bunch of your boys over, man. There's going to be pubes all over your urinal.
Well, that's going to happen with your toilet, too.
But the toilet is everything. It's just cleaner than a urinal.
Yeah, if I'm going to spend fancy money on a fancy bathroom, I'd probably go with the bidet instead of a urinal.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Do you want your buddies trying out your bidet, though? Because it's their ass juice everywhere, too.
They're already dumping.
Yeah.
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 I mean, do you make it a point to dump at your friends' houses when you go over?
Right, you're not inserting anything into yourself.
If there's a bidet, I might do it more often.
Yeah,
right.
I'd be over there all the time.
I would hold it till I got there. Hey, where's your bathroom? I held this turd on the way over here. And I'd yell out goal in the bathroom.
You absolutely would. I believe that 100%.
Of course you would. Of course I would.
Oh, that would be great because there's no better feeling than a clean bunghole.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, he's not
wrong. Not one better feeling than that.
No.
No, it's a wonderful feeling.
No, but you do everybody who's, you know, had a bidet put in or even, you know, one of the little add-on ones.
I've never had it done to me. I'd like to try it.
Everybody says it's life-changing.
Right.
Like, I haven't heard a bad review about the bidet.
No.
Ever.
From men, women, whoever. Everybody that says they tried a bidet for the first time is like, nah, I'm never going back.
Is it sexual for a lot of people? Because it is an erogenous zone.
It would be for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No,
it's got to feel nice.
It's the feeling of the clean bunghole.
Yeah. Can it run forever? So you get that?
Yeah, it's hooked up to the water line.
Yeah. Probably just keep pushing the button.
I think you're in control of it, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. You hook it into the water line that fills your tank.
Then I might come over push and also poop and then masturbate while I'm sitting there, too.
I believe that 100%, too.
I'll see you next time.
I've known you too long to call BS on that.
You might have to go get some halftime.
Tyler Walsh coming up at halftime here in a little bit. And Chris Porter and Zach Myers from Shinedown. We'll see.
Gonna happen.
We'll see.
Gonna happen.
We'll see. Next.